Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Yud Beis, mitzvah 512, the Isser of Chover Chaver, which includes incantations and charms and the like. As we continue in these six mitzvahs here in Parsha Shoftim that relate to related issues, we started off with Kosem, Kesima, which all of these are the los assays that are associated with the mitzvah assay, the Ramban counts of Tam Tiyem Hashem Alokecha, and we speaking about Kosem, that was the first one. Certain types of actions to try to affect the future. Kishuf, we mentioned in terms of magic, we discussed a little bit, and using other powers, Mechashefa. And finally, today we get to Chover Chaver, which is the third of six before we get to Ov Yidoni. And Dori Shalomesim, Chover Chaver includes a number of items. Let's see what Rashi says first. On the pasuk right here, Chover Chaver, Rashi says, Shemitzarif Nechashim Vaakrabim. Somehow gathering different types of animals through incantations to try to achieve a certain purpose. That's chover chover, for the word chibur, gathering them and connecting them. That is what Rashi says, and that is a daya, in the second daya that we'll see that the Sefer HaChinuch brings in. But first, let's see what the Sefer HaChinuch holds based on the Rambam. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenim nanu milasos hashba'os al shum inyan. We're not allowed to forcibly or try to use certain types of forces through a hashba'a. What does that mean? Vozeo inyan sheyomar adam dvarim, certain type of incantation. Vyomar lebnei adam sheozer advarim yo'ilu o yaziku le'echan mikol ho'inyanim. I say, or I tell other people to say a certain type of charm or incantation and say that it is going to have an effect. What does that mean? Klomar, sheyomar aleihem dvarim kedei shelo yishchei lefi daiti. That I say an incantation if there is a snake, if there is a scorpion, so that it doesn't bite me. V'chein omer dvarim ala maka kedei sheinuach v'yalav hakeev, or if somebody has a maka, and I say a type of incantation. All of that is included in the iser of a chover chover. The Yeshiv Pirshu, and he quotes the other pshat. Chover chover shemekabetz betach bulosav vahashba osav nechashim oakravim osharchais lemokam echad. Through my incantation, I gather the animals to one spot. V'yakob achal iser. Everything is included in the iser. So the question is, what is this issue about? What's the shorish of the issue? He says later on, Misharshi HaMitzvah, look what I wrote earlier. So the shorish of the mitzvah is that it goes over to the dark side. It goes over to the using forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want one to use. The question is, though, sometimes we have, as he alludes to it itself, psukim that are used for to get certain types of yeshuos brought. And that's what he notes in the following. V'ulai b'ni tikshelai. Look what it says in Maseches Shvuos, Adaf Tezvav Mabez. Let's read the Gemara. The Gemara says there, Shir, talking about the context before I was about doing expanding the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, but there it says Tana Rabbanan Shir Shel Toda, the Shir of Mizmar Lasoda, Bikinoros Ubinavalim Ubitzel Salim Al Kolpino Pina, talking about when they added the kedusha, expanded the borders of the Azara. There was a special songs that were sung and musical instruments that were played. V'al Kol Evan Shagadolas Yerushalayim V'Omer Arum Chashem Kidi Lisani. We say the Mizmar Shir Chanukas. V'shir shal pagayim, which is another parakeet to Hillel, Rashi explains, Yoshi b'seser elyon, v'yesh omrim shir shal negayim, v'chulu, and the Gemara quotes what these parakim of Tehillim are. So at the end of that Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, amar luhu lahani kray, v'gani. Rabbi Shua ben Levi used to say these psukim, v'gani. What does v'gani mean? That's a good shayla. Rashi says v'gani means, when he went to sleep, he said these psukim of Yoshe B'Seser Elyon V'chulu. We'll get back to that. That's the part of the Hamapil psukim and verses that we say. That's Rashi. But if you look in the other Rishonim, it is Degani to stay healthy, to protect myself. That was what how the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rishonim, understand this in Reish Ayin Tes, the simon that we're in, Sif Yud. Habari Mutter likros psukim klahagin alav mehamazikim. A healthy person could recite psukim to protect him from mazikim. Ask the Sefer HaChinuch on himself. are on the mitzvah. So how is this different? Why is that? Isn't that a violation of a chover chaver? What's Rabbi Shua ben Levi doing? If you just continue the Gemara for a minute, the Gemara asked that question. Hechi Yavid Achi, V'yam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Aser lehisrapos b'divrei Torah. You're not allowed to be misrapi. You're not allowed to use that to heal yourself. Answers the Gemara, lahagein shiny. For protection, it's okay. Lahagein shiny. So what does that mean? So the Shulchan Aruch understands that to mean if somebody is sick, so then maybe it's inappropriate. But if somebody is healthy, a bari, then it's then these are the psukim said. Tosa says here, if it's sakanas nefashos, it's for sure mutter. And that's what's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Chover chover is not one of the big three. So if it works for sakanas nefashos, is the only way mutter. And that's why the Ritva and that Gemara in Shvuah says that's what we do by a yoledes. We say serum psukim by a yoledes because we want certain types of protection. But you see, okay, pikuach nefesh, that's one exception to the rule. But the Gemara also says here, lahagein. Lahagein is okay. So what does that mean? Ask the Sefer Chinuch. What does that mean? Isn't this an iser? So what? It's to keep you healthy. Says the Sefer Chinuch. V'ein adavar chalila domel in yichover chavesh hazacharnu. Why isn't this included in the iser? As the Gemara says, asur lisrapos. Aval hiskiru lomar mizmarim elu. Let me explain, says the Sefer Chinuch. All the items that are mutter, the incantations that one is allowed to say based on psukim is sheyesh b'hem dvarim ye'oreru hanefesh hayodea osam lachsos b'Hashem ulahasim bo kol miftacho. I think, says the Sefer HaChinuch, all of the ones that are mutter, it's not when you, what's the incantation that's usher? I think there's some magical power to these words that I'm saying. That's the problem, that's usher. But what if I'm saying psukim in order to inspire myself? To say the words Yoshi B'Seis Elyon because I realize the Gavos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's affecting me. I'm using that to get closer to Hashem. That's what's mutter. And those are lahagin shiny. If somebody is not in a situation where they think it's specifically going to be magic, something in those words itself, but there is something that I'm supposed to helps me focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what's allowed, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Ulahasim bo kol miftacho v'lekvo bilvavo v'yiraso v'lisbo chachasti tuvo. It helps me remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Umitoch his orus al zeh yehe nishmar b'lisavi mikol nezek. Through this his orus, then I will be guarded mikol nezek. And that's what he thinks the Gemara means. V'zeo sheishiva b'gemara binyin zeh. The Gemara says, aye, what did Rabbi Shimon Levi do? Osir lisrapos b'divrei Torah. Says the Gemara answers, lahagin shay Klomar, lo asra Torah, sheyomar adam divrei Torah, lo orer nafsho letova. Right, that the Gemara never, or the Torah never asserted if it is meant to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadesh yagin alav, oso aschus l'shomro. So this also might be the explanation of a minog, a skula that is quoted. Again, interesting, if you look in the back of the Tamei HaMenahagim, there are 20 pages of skulos. Whenever you're in this situation, say this. This pasuk, and that pasuk, and this pasuk, and that pasuk. Why isn't that all a violation? So it could be, like the Sefer HaChinuch says, all those, you're right, if I think that there's some magical power to the incantation, that's the Isra of a Chover Chover. But if I know it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm just doing this to help inspire myself, so then it's mutter. And maybe that's also, there is a skula quoted by a number of contemporaries. I'm not sure exactly what the original source is, and that is when one sees a dog coming, or one says, hears a dog barking, and when it's scared of dogs, you say the pasuk, L'chol b'nei Yisrael, l'yecharetz kelev l'shono. And b'nei Yisrael, the dogs didn't say a word on the way out of Mitzrayim, and that's supposed to somehow make the dog stop barking. So again, I've heard many people, Rabbi Mugdolim. So is that a violation? So some people might say, yeah, you're not going to do that. But what about many do that? So maybe the point is that they shouldn't be thinking that there's something magical about this, but it's about affecting me. That when I say that, I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of all dogs, and there was even a time in history when the dogs didn't say a word. Lo yecharetz kelev l'shono. So if that's the case, that is the kavanah that one should have, and that's why it's not a problem of the chover chover. A similar idea, as the Sefer HaChinuch just said here, that it's all about saying the mizmorim to affect me, yo'orer hanefesh hayodeh osam, similar idea said by the Sefer HaYikarim, a source that I think has come up in the past, not for a while, and that is, how does tefillah work? Ask the Sefer HaYikarim. This is a question, he says, Rav Yosef Albo, that has led people off the derech. Many people throw it all away because they don't have a good answer to this question. What's the question? Is the problem the Savior Karm quotes. If something is supposed to happen to me, then how does tefillah help? If it's supposed to happen to me, you don't even need tefillah if I'm supposed to get it. And if I'm not supposed to get it, then how does tefillah? What, God has changed? My tefillah changes God? And there's no good answer given to them, and therefore they're let off the derech. V'im nigzar ain't sarach tefillah. V'im lo nigzar eich tovah tefillah. L'shanos ratzon Hashem. Ligzar olav tova acher shalo nigzar. How does that work? Shalo yishtaneh Hashem in haratzon el lo ratzon. V'lo milo ratzon haratzon. You can't say God changes his mind. Every time that comes up in the Torah, we try to say, it doesn't really mean that. Nimlach, it just means there's certain ideas that the Kodesh Baruch Hu originally had, so to speak, but we're supposed to learn from that original thought and from the later thought. So how does it work? Says the Sefer Ikarim, tefillah doesn't change God, but tefillah changes us. And that's why it's hispalel. In the reflexive, says Rav Hirsch, palel means to judge. Hispalel is to self-judge. We should be different people after we daven than before we daven. And therefore, the gzerah was supposed to happen to Rosner A, but now I'm Rosner B after tefillah. And therefore, I'm a different person, so by Mila, nothing changed. There's just 10 different possible Xeris depending on the level of each person. And once we dive in, we're hopefully different people. Says the Sefer Ikarim, V'zeh Adas Eino Nachan. He says, let me explain. Shas Paul Sol Yonos Yishpu Al Makabel B'yoso B'madrega Yidua. If somebody's on a specific level, V'hachana Yidua L'kablam. V'im lo yachina ha'adam atzmo L'kabel ha'shefa ha'hu. If we don't get ourselves ready to accept God's great Shefa, Hinei hu amoneya tov me'atzmo. So then they're preventing the goodness from coming on themselves. Shim nigzar al ishma al derech mashal. She atzlichu tvuosa bashana plonis. He's supposed to have great hatzlacha. V'hu lo yachash v'lo yizra. If I'm supposed to have great hatzlacha, but I don't plant and I don't seed and I don't work my field, I'm not going to have it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give me some greatness. I'm not going to get it. Afim yamtir Hashem mitros uzo pretevil. He can have all the rain in the world. If I don't put seeds in the ground, that's not going to happen. So he says the same thing here. If I don't make myself spiritually ready to accept the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Hashem could want all the time in the world. I have to make myself a different person. And the same thing the opposite way. If a gzera ra'ah is supposed to happen to me, and then I daven and change myself to a different level, that's how the gzera is changed. V'chein, that's why when we have all many thousands of people davening for a chola, they all become different people. And memela, those chuyos are the ones that brings the Yeshua. Because you nigzar love Rama. Hine hu nigzar biyoto madrega yedua meharoa. O bahachana yedua. O kushe tishtana ha madrega hahi. O haachana hahi. Tishtana ha gzera behechrich. Letov o lera. Davening changes who we are. And that is why, that is how it works. So that is a similar idea to what the Sefer Chinuch here says. The Chovar Chavar, when we say Psukkah, these incantations, maybe it means only when we think there's something magical about these incantations. But if they're supposed to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make me think about Yireh Shamayim and others, so then it is okay. And that's what Tehillim is also. Tehillim is when we're shofech our neshama, when we say Tehillim, it's all about we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. When we say Psukkim, Imamakim Korasich Hashem, it's all about the effect that it has on a person. This also could be connected to the other issue that's included in Chovar Chavar. Again, what did the Chinuch say? The Chinuch said it's incantations that have power, incantations to bring animals together, and also there's a whole another part, and that's called Lochesh Al Hamaka. Lochesh Al Hamaka. What's Lochesh Al Hamaka? So it's pretty scary, because the Mishnah says in the beginning of Chelek, on Daf Tzadi Amar Aleph in Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. Everybody has Olam Haba, except for the following people. Right? The pasuk says, V'ameh Kulam Tzadikim, and then the Mishnah goes into, V'elu She'en Lem Chelek Olam Haba. Who does not have a Chelek? Ha'omer Ein Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTorah. If somebody denies Tchiyas HaMesim, so if they deny the future world, so they're not going to be Zochet to the future world. V'ein Torah Min HaShemayim. Right, Torah is not divine, so divine is the promise that you had. The Apikoris, Rabbi Kiva Omer Afakoris from Chitzonim, whatever that means, not for now. And then the last one, Vahalochesh Al Hamaka. Lochesh Al Hamaka. What does Lochesh Al Hamaka mean? Continues the Mishnah, Vaomer. And he says, when somebody has a wound, and they say about the wound, Kalamachla, Shersanti, Bimisraim, Loasim, Alecha, Kiani Hashem Rofecha. They say the pasuk in Beshalach next to the wound. Ein lohem chelek lo'olam haba. That's pretty strong. And if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says, Halochi shalamaka v'korei pasuk min haTorah. If somebody says a pasuk in Chumash, v'chein akorei ala tinok shelo yivaz, or I don't want a child to be scared, so I say a pasuk, haminiach sefer Torah o tefillin ala katan b'shul sheyishan, or I try to use a Sefer Torah somehow as a derech skuli to make the child sleep. Lo dai lo hen shein bechlal chaverim umenachshim. Not only are they violating this iser, elo shein bechlal kofrim b'Torah. They're denying Torah. Why? Shein osin divrei Torah rifus guf. They're using the Torah to get a physical Yeshua. Ve'ein on ela rifus nefashos. And the Torah really is in the spiritual realm. Shenamar ve'yu chayim l'nafshecha. Right, and therefore you can't use that. Right, it's similar. The Rambam says you're using something that's supposed to be used for one purpose for something else. You're using Torah for something else. It's similar. Reminds us of a different Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, where the Rambam says people who use mezuzahs as amulets. They write names of malachim on the mezuzah, not on the back of the mezuzah, but on the front of the mezuzah, where it's supposed to be in Perek Hey Halacha Dalet. Ilu shakosin ba bifnim. Shemos malachim o shemos kadoshim o pasig o chosamos. Hare hein bechlal. Mishein lahem chelok olam haba. It's probably from here. It's an extension of this Mishnah. She'elu atipshim. Lo daylem shebitlu a mitzvah. Not only are they ruining the mitzvah mezuzah, which has shmira elements, but that's not why you do it. Ela she'osim mitzvah gadola shu yichush mosh l'kadosh baruch hu v'yavaso v'avadaso kilui kemiya l'hanas atzman. Says the Rambam, that is terrible. So lochei shalamaka. But then the Rambam adds at the end, but if somebody is healthy and they just want to say a pasuk she'takeina loves chus kriyasan, that's mutter. So again, to fit it into the Sefer Achinuch's Hashkafa, it could be because when somebody is in a difficult, dire straits and they say it, what's their kavana? They think there's something magical about it. That's the problem. And that's why for a healthy person saying it, they think and realize it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it is mutter. But if somebody really feels that there's some magical powers to this, that would be a problem. That's discussed also in the Kuntres Tamim Tiyah we mentioned last time by Rav Yaakov Hillel. He also talks about this. We have to make sure that we realize that there's nothing koach seguli inherently about a pasuk. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes this again in some in Reish Ayin Tes. Haloche shalamaka v'achra kori pasuk min haTorah ein lo chelach lam haba. V'yesh omrim dekol ze ino asel k'shvari pasuk b'lashon hakodesh. Havo lashon lazlo, maybe only lashon hakodesh. V'cholu. But then he says everything is mutter for sakanas nefashos. V'yishmo sakanas nefesh hakol mutter. Everything would be mutter as the Gemara says de'in davar ha'omeid b'fnei pikuach nefesh. Whether it's going to actually work, like most Rishonim say, or whether it's just a placebo, like the Rambam would say, let him do it, because it will give them Yishuv Hadas to have it done. Either way, this relates to, again, you have to have the Kavana, because sometimes there are certain psukim that we say. Right? It relates also to what we discussed months ago about the Simanim on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Isn't that, you know, also part of this Simanim and Simen Tov? How do you work these out? So one has have to have the distinction of, as long as I realize it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, so then there's much more flexibility and leeway. Just to talk for a moment about the Rashi's pshat on that Gemara. Rav Shua ben Levi, Misadi lo hani kroi v'gani. Gemara, again, Shavuos Tesvav, Rav Shua ben Levi said these psukim v'gani, so the way the Shulchan Aruch understood it, based on the earlier Rishonim, is that he said this just to stay healthy, but Rashi says before he goes to sleep. Meaning, this is part of Hamapil, Yoshi B'Seisei Elyon V'Chulu. Right? This is in Shulchan Aruch. It's a bracha that everybody's aware of. So it's just like there's a bracha to say, many Bircha Shevach V'Hodah. So, Kriyas Shema Mitasu is also Bircha Shevach, which also function as a tefila before we go to sleep. Says the Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Reish Lamites, Hakore Al Mitasu, Parsha Rishona Shel Shema, Umivarech Hamapil Chev Leshena Aleinai. And say Hamapil. The Mishnah Berurah has 2 days, whether you should say Hamapil first, whether you should say Hamapil last. Nir Lamaisa says the Mishnah Berurah, Yisnehei Gadam Kefi Tiv'o. If you think you might fall asleep in the middle of Kriya Shema, say Hamapil first. But if you hope that you'll stay awake through Kriya Shema and just say it at the end, the last thing, L'chadchila, seems to be, Hamapil should be the last thing we say every day. It's a beautiful thought, that the first and last thing we say every day should be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Modani L'fanecha, the first words out of my mouth, Hamapil Chev Leshena, Hamir Lolam Kol Bechvado, is the last thing out of my mouth before I go to sleep. There is an interesting discussion about this bracha of Hamapil. What type of bracha is it? What type of bracha is it? Tosfos in Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, asks, why don't we say a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah? Right? We say a bracha on eating in the sukkah, one bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. Tosfos says either birchas leishi basukkah covers it, or Tosfos says maybe we won't fall asleep. Eating is much more in control, but not sleeping, we might not fall asleep. Ask the Maritz Chayez right there in Brachos Yid Aleph, if that's true, so how can we say the Brachos Mapil? Fine, Leishi Basukkah, we don't just say on sleeping. What about the Brachos Mapil? We say that every night. Says the Maritz Chayez, that bracha is not on actual sleeping, it's on da bracha al teva hashena. Asher nazan Hashem l'chol yitzurei cheled. Right, because it's on sleeping in general, not if I sleep. V'yavagav delo yashan ata, even though if I'm not going to sleep now, inyan hashena yeshna ba'olam. But I'm going to try, and there is shena in the world. Aval hacha, but here by leisha shena basuka. No, because for Shapir, maybe you won't fall asleep, because this bracha is on the act of sleeping, and that's why it is no good. Again, this is on the teva of sleep. Interesting, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes the idea in Taflam and Beis, in Hilchos Pesach, of putting out the 10 pieces of bread before Bedikas Chametz, the Gra on that Gemara quotes, like the Rachrona, that you don't have to put out the 10 pieces of bread, you don't have to worry that it's a bracha l'atol if you don't find Chametz. His example is Hamapil. He says, just like we say Amapil, and we might not fall asleep, Lavdavka, and the girl only slept very little, and they say he slept 4 hours out of every 24, one out of every six. So just like says the girl, by Hamapil, we say even if we're not going to fall asleep, so to by Chametz, you can make the bracha, be your Chametz, even on not sleeping, just on the possibility it is enough. But either way, that's the pshat of the Gemara, according to Rashi. Rabbi Shimon Levi said these psukim begani. Again, there's a lot of psukim that are suggested as part of the process. The Shulchan Aruch says, Va'omer, this is in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not just an achronim added this on. V'yomer Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, Hashem Arabu Sarai, Ad Lashem HaYeshua, Va'omer Baruch Hashem, Ba'yom Baruch Hashem Ba'layla, Yigar Hashem B'cha Asatan, Hashem Shomrecha, B'yotchav Kidruchi. All these are in the Hashkivenu. Right? That's all in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a good idea to say. Again, the most important part of Amapil is the bracha. The bracha of Amapil is the most important part. If we daven Ma'ariv late enough, we only have to say the first parsha of Kriyat Shema. If we daven Ma'ariv too early, we have to say all three parshas. But again, that is important. The Mishnah Berurah just adds, and we'll end with this, Kasu asvarim shebelayla kodem hashena nachon la'adam sheyefash beish b'maisav sheyasa kol hayom. We should do cheshbon nefesh every night before we go to sleep. V'myimsa sheasa aveira yisvadeh aleha v'yikab al atzmo shelo la'aso sa'od. And if we did find we didn't aveira, we have to be makabel not to do it again. Befrada avonus mitzuyim, especially the common averus like chanifa, shikarim, leitzonis, lashanara, bitzel Torah, tzrichim bedika beyoser. Those are the ones that are most common, says the Mishnah Berurah. You should try to do it that before Amapil. But either way, this is the isser of v'chover chaver. The Mishnah Berurah, the Minchinach, just at the end says you get malchus for this. The Minchas Chinach wonders, well, he's not machalik. Did he do a maisa here? Did he not do a maisa here? But either way, there could be malchus by this avera.